is Iconic, with your hosts JM, Mark, and Nick.
Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. I'm your host JM, and with me as always is Nick and Mark.
Hey. Hello.
Well, we have a great show for you this week. If you haven't heard or haven't seen our feed post, we are wrapping up this season of Iconic and, unfortunately, putting the show on hiatus for a while. Life has just gotten pretty crazy, and we want to continue to bring out the best quality shows. So for right now, Iconic is wrapping up its season, and this will be our season finale. It'll serve as a bookend to episode zero. So first of all, a big thanks to everybody who has helped with the show. We could not have done it without Wade Rocket, who was our point of contact at Pelgrane, supplying us with bright and shiny PDF copies. Robin, Jonathan, and Gareth and Ash for just coming on the show as many times as they had, especially Gareth, who got up at the crack of dawn twice to be on our show.
I don't think it was even dawn yet.
No. That's, he had to get his tea. Like, it wasn't even
like
tea time over
3 o'clock
there.
In the morning,
yeah,
or something
like
that.
And then thanks to all of you guys, to all of our listeners. Nick, how many downloads roughly have we had?
Almost 15,000.
Wow. Which is just stunning. So, and then I'd like to give a personal thanks to Nick, who has provided all of the sound equipment for this show to make it sound so good, and did all of our sound engineering, and providing insight from the player side of the table, and to Mark for showing up and, you know, just contributing to all of our shows as well.
Staying up past my bedtime.
That's right. That's right. We wheeled him out.
Well, and the thing goes right back as well. I mean, James has done an excellent job of creating the outlines for every single one of the shows that we have done. You've arranged all of the interviews that we've done, and you lined up dates and times and phone numbers and all that kind of stuff. And your insight is very appreciative as well. And Mark, after I'd played, I think, at your table once before this, and having listened to all of your GMing advice, I'm torn whether or not I want to go back. Because it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, but at the same time, I'm intimidated.
Yeah, that's right. Especially as Fallout games. My wife played in your first Fallout game that you ran and still talks about that. So
they just went in their first vault.
Nice.
Discovered stuff. So.
Well, let's kind of let's do our wrap up. So first of all, what was your favorite part of doing Iconic?
I think the best part was just reminiscing on our games.
Yeah.
That we played, because we played 13th Age. For me, it was new game. We played it, enjoyed it, and you're like, hey, we're gonna do this podcast and talk about this. And I was like, sure, because it's a lot of fun. I liked it. Just kind of getting together, reminiscing.
Yeah. Well, and we talked. I mean, we talked about a lot of our non-13th Age games.
How such a fun cake run the Stone Thief was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you haven't, don't listen to our Iconic episode on the Stone Thief. It is nice and smooth. Gareth just softballs this whole campaign right across home.
You got to use the nastier specials, otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise, why not? Yeah. Nick, what about you? What was your favorite part of doing Iconic?
Probably just the level of exposure that I had to all of the different products that are out there. Honestly, had it not been for the show, I know I would not have read as many gaming systems for all the different bonus episodes as we had. And then even just for all of the 13th Age products as well. I went into it knowing what was in the core book, and that was about it. And there's a lot of great stuff out there for the system.
Oh, yeah. My favorite was the interviews. I just loved talking to Rob and Jonathan, and we got to do our first bonus episode with Alexander McCreese of Axe. Well, how about this? Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Nick, somebody listening right now, what would your favorite episodes, what would you send them back to listen to?
You know, I had the thought that it's like choosing a favorite child, you know? But I would probably point them back to...
It's Martin.
Yeah. You had to bring
that. That's right. Okay, so slide aside, in our Numenera game, Nick's character gave birth to 3 vole children.
You gotta love Numenera.
three vole babies. And first he tried to eat them.
No.
Suck their life force for power.
Out of character, after the game, I commented that I had momentarily thought about it. Long enough to ask what level they were.
That's right. I'm like, you almost immediately asked me their level. The next week, Nick has named all of them as if they're his precious children. And our buddy Brad sacrificed 2 of them to get past an obstacle. So I'm like, you can save one. He's like, oh, I saved Martin. And one of our players was like, normally... choosing which child is your favorite, you don't have an answer that quickly for it. Mm-hmm. But Martin. Okay, sorry. That'll all get cut out.
Yeah.
No, don't cut it out. Keep it in.
Okay.
It gives you a little insight of just how wild James games get.
You're right, right.
Give birth and sacrifice your own children.
I probably would send them back to all the episodes we did on the different creation things. So encounter creation, monster creation, and there was a third one we did, campaign creation, iconic campaigns.
Yeah.
I think they were all very good examples of what was covered in the rest of the podcast as well.
Very cool. Mark, what about you, man?
I had several, like demons, devils.
Yeah.
Love 13 True Ways. The encounter creations, like Nick said, I think that helped. I was thinking about too. I really dug into the system a lot more than I would have.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm not running it, if I run it, then I try to delve into it. But as a player, fell in love with the Crusader, got into that. Wouldn't have looked at the Sorcerer, except we did an episode on it. It's like, hey, I should really read up on this and look at it and go, wow, this is really cool. If I played it again, I would play a Sorcerer. Kobolds.
Oh,
because I love kobolds. And, of course, the White.
Yeah.
That started kind of started our whole thing.
Yeah.
Who is the White and what happened? And go back and listen if you haven't heard that.
That's
one.
Right.
I enjoyed the contest that we ran, getting all of the entries and reading through. I mean, one, it was our first actual glimpse into the fact that people were listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And the fact that they would take time out of their schedules to write up an answer to a random question and then turn it all back into us. I enjoyed the creativity presented there and the listener feedback.
Actually, we were really just excited that anybody responded because then we knew there was listeners. Like, yes.
Well, I remember us. We were like, we gotta make another announcement because we have three prizes and two people, and there's 1 week left. So, I agree with all of you guys. The contest, the monster creation episode, and the demons episode was a lot of fun for me. We started the podcast by saying who we were and what we had played and what we are currently playing. I thought it'd be fun to kind of go through that now. Like, what are you playing? What are you running here over a year later? Mark, what about you?
Because
when
running,
we started, you were running Pathfinder, correct?
I think so. But I was going to get into Aftermath.
Yeah.
And I'm still running Aftermath. They seem to be enjoying it. Part of it is sometimes you have to take a hiatus. Short term, life happens and, you know, don't game for 2 or 3 weeks and then people are really kind of knocking at your door saying, hey, are we gaming this week? So I'm still running Aftermath. It's still going strong. They love it. It seems to be that they're loving it. I'm a year older.
Yeah.
Yay! And I'm thinking, and believe me, before I was like, yeah, I finished this up. I'm going to run the One Ring.
Yeah.
And now it's like I'm going to run Knights Black Agents. Because I really like that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yep. So I'm getting exposed to that and going, ooh. Really? That was one of our interviews, too. They kind of handed out, like, what is this you're talking about?
Yeah, and I think Dracula Dossier is coming out here. If it's not out already, it's coming out soon. I'll let you know when that
hits. Very much piques my interest.
Yeah. I think they're going to do a soundtrack for it as well.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Well, I've got the Knights Black Agent one is really good. I think I picked that one up. I know the 13th Age one is fantastic, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Nick, what about you? What are you running? What are you playing right now? Because when we started, you were playing in my 13th Age game and our D&D 5 game at the time, correct?
I think so. I think maybe D&D 5 had just wrapped up. I think we were in the middle of a transition.
Okay.
But right now I am playing in a 13th Age game. I'm running a 13th Age game and I'm playing in a HeroQuest Glorantha game and a Numenera game as well.
Very cool.
And I'm expecting... I'm hoping to start up a Cypher game within the next couple of months.
Awesome. Was the show kind of the...
Yeah, and I think that's one of the... You know, I was thinking back over the show, not only the highlights, but how the show has changed me. And it has definitely pushed me into the GM chair. It's helped for me to hear, you know, really good advice from two well-seasoned GMs and starting to think through questions and scenarios and looking at products and what's available and that sort of thing from the GM's perspective. The first game I actually ever ran in person was the 13th Age Free RPG Day a couple months ago. And that coming off of that, I was on a very much of a high, and it's like, okay, when am I going to do that again? Because it was fantastic.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah.
I am running the said Numenera game and said HeroQuest Glorantha game. And I'm also running a Shadows of Estrin game. So all three of those games came about because they had sat on my shelf and I really wanted to jump out and start working on them. And I am writing a 13th Age campaign right now, and hopefully we'll be playtesting that soon. So any final thoughts on the show?
I think one thank you that I want to say is thank you to Lex Starwalker of Game Master's Journey. Had it not been for him and his GM Intrusions podcast way back when, we probably would not have started this. He was definitely one of the linchpins that actually got this thing going.
Yeah.
And I just want to give him a shout out. He's doing a great job with his podcast right now. It was fun being able to get on his podcast and talk about the
13th Age.
And talk about 13th Age, yeah. I was like, what game system would we talk about? There's so many. and talk about 13th Age. And that was a lot of fun, just being able to interact with him and be on his podcast. And yeah, so thanks, Lex.
Very cool. Mark, any final thoughts?
No, I think, well, thanks for allowing me to share with you guys and with our listeners kind of what's going on. It's been a great experience for me. And I think we should just dip back into some of that single malt we got sitting here waiting for.
That's right. We will be raising a glass for Iconic Season 1. And if you think about it, post your favorite Iconic Season 1 moments and raise a glass with us as well.
And we'll still be involved online. Mm-hmm. So check us out on Google Plus or whatever. And yeah, we'll still be running. We'll still be playing.
Yep. As we have a couple of blog posts that we're going to be writing, reviews for that'll go out under the Iconic feed as other blog posts and other projects come up. We'll make you guys aware of that. So thank you so much for listening.
Support your local game store.
Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us at whitedragon@iconicpodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.